Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
Don't forget to follow us on social media, Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. All right, we're going to dive into the news. We've got a couple rumors in the rumor mill. And so let's
dive. So much fun.
So much stuff to go over. So let's start with Adventure Island. Michaela, what is going on?
Well, it's hot outside of Florida. Super hot.
Man.
Oh, gosh. If you're coming from another state, it's like I'm hearing it's like 50, 60s like up in Michigan.
What? Not fair.
Yeah, I know. That's what. But then they think of us and like, oh, we want that. And I'm like, no, you don't. We kind of want your
You don't want
your
feels
weather.
Like 90s temperature with high humidity and sweating and sunscreen all over the place.
But a good way to combat the heat is going to a water park. Adventure Island just opened their two new slides.
Yes.
Wahoo Remix and Rapids Racer are now open at Adventure Island. It's by Busch Gardens. It's owned by Busch Gardens, too. So Wahoo Run, it was the old attraction, the
right.
old water slide, and now it's called Wahoo Remix. It's the newest, one of the newest water slides of the two to be
okay.
featured. It's going to have lights and sounds, and it's synchronized, and almost reminds me of H2O Live.
Yeah.
But it seems like so much fun. Instead of just having a dark tunnel you're going down, the dark, one's dark enclosed tunnels.
Right. We'll now have that lights.
That one dark is now going to be glowing, and you get to zoom past
fun.
All the fun lights instead of just making it eerie.
I had been on Wahoo Run before, and it was super fun. So now it's like
even
taken
more fun.
To the next level.
Right.
Yeah.
600 feet of fun.
Yeah.
And then on Rapids Racer, rides get to go on a two-person raft, also 600 feet slide, complete with low walls. You encounter opponents. Throughout this side,
oh,
to
so
side,
it's, you
side
go,
by side. So
you go at the same
down.
Time
right.
and then
you're
you
racing each other.
Got
so that's
it.
Why it's called Rapids Racer.
Cool.
It's hard to explain these water rides.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a water park in forever, but I think I'll be going to one soon.
Yeah.
And enjoying these new rides. And just to give you a little highlight, SeaWorld also opened a really new ride or water slide called Riptide Race. That was open in 2019, but it still seems new to us because we got like a glitch
right.
in the whole
So
timeline.
Rapids Racer is kind of a take on their Riptide
yeah.
race.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, Busch Gardens Tampa, their Sesame Street weekends run Saturdays and Sundays now through May 22nd. Viva La Musica, Fridays through Sundays this weekend, May 13th through May 22nd, you can dance to the hottest music, sample fiery flavors and more during their newest Latin celebration. And their food and wine festival is still going on through May 22nd. Jerry Rivera is playing on Saturday the 14th at 7 p.m. And Gente de Zona is playing Sunday, May 15th at 6 p.m. So get out there to check that out.
I'll be dancing out of there.
There you go. And then also at SeaWorld Orlando, their sister park, they're also having their Viva La Musica celebration Saturdays and Sundays, May 14th through May 22nd. The explanation or description of the event on their site is experience all the color and culture in a new way as this festive, family-friendly Latin celebration returns from the hottest Latin entertainment to the coolest attractions and animal adventures. These will be two unforgettable weekends at SeaWorld. Don't let the sound, spice, and spirit of this special event pass you by. So I'm in.
We're going to be hearing this music all over Tampa and Orlando.
Just dancing our way to Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing our way to Busch Gardens. Okay.
And then at Walt Disney World, we talked about this, Magic Band Plus has debuted, and they already started interacting with the 50 statues.
Cool.
So if you get a couple feet away from the statues, you don't have to press your Magic Band up to the statues. Okay. You just get close to it. Your Magic Band will start to vibrate.
Okay.
And then there's speakers next to the statues that will play a sound.
Okay.
So I know next to Lady and the Tramp statue in Magic Kingdom in the hub, you could hear like, you know, the Italian music,
aww.
You know, from Tony's, and you could hear the dogs barking.
Oh, that's cute.
And next to Stitch, you could hear Stitch talk, Minnie talks.
Okay.
So there's different sounds,
okay.
almost like when you have like the Woody doll.
Yeah.
And you pull the string in the back, it's yeah. different. He says different things. Apparently, it's like that.
They're probably like 10 different sayings and they loop.
Sure. Right.
So,
right.
Okay.
So each statue is different. It'll be a nice little adventure, especially if you're local to the area, are an annual pass holder.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah. You're a local. You just something fun to do other than standing in the lines if you're not a ride person.
Yeah.
Disney Cruise Line. So we all know that Disney Wish is debuting in July.
Yes.
And the second private island is coming. A second private island. We talked about this back at D23 in 2019. But apparently we all thought maybe there's going to be a pause to it, a hold. Maybe we're not going to get it. But we got new news from Joey Gaskins. He's the Disney Cruise Line's Regional Public Affairs Director for the Bahamas and Caribbean. He gave an update that Disney currently more than doubled the number of construction jobs on the $400 million project. And this is very exciting news for people in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Because it's just giving more work to that region of the world.
And one of the great things about the Disney private islands is that they have a dock where the ships can dock. Like, you don't need a tender to get to the island. It's literally a private dock where you get off the ship and you walk down it and then you're on the island. You don't need to get on a second little boat to get to the island. So
and the only people on there is the people on your boat.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And the workers, at the island.
Course.
But how cool.
Right. So it's a mixture of people who work in from the Bahamas.
Right.
And there are a mixture of people who work on the boat
that
run the island, which is really awesome. I love it.
Such a cool thing. So.
Can't wait to go back to Castaway Key,
where
I got married. It's so weird to say that. I got married on that island.
Okay. What else?
We have huge news. Huge. So exciting. At Epcot, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is opening Memorial Day weekend on the 27th. But we get to ride it!
Four days before it opens!
It's going to be so exciting.
So excited.
We get to preview the ride in about a week and a half. And we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to have that week is going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to be at the parks together. This is our first time at a Disney park together.
I think so.
It'll be fun. So
I'm super
Epcot,
excited.
Here we come. And we'll probably indulge in some of the Flower and Garden Festival as well.
I've never been on Remy. Can we do Remy too?
Yeah, we can try to do Remy.
Okay. Yay.
If it's up and running, we will ride it.
Okay. Yay.
So exciting.
It's been a while.
We'll be in Epcot. We're gonna take half a day.
Yes.
Don't tell our coworkers.
It's fine. I feel something coming on.
Yeah, so they know we did the podcast. We're doing it for the podcast.
We're doing it for work.
We're doing it for work.
Okay.
Oh, they're standing in a long line for work.
Oh, so long.
I see Chris Pratt on the screen.
Oh, on the screen. I was like, what?
No, not in person,
well,
I wish.
Darn.
But we have some rumors.
Yes, so let's get into the rumor mill. All right, Michaela. Universal Orlando's Epic Universe coasters are being built. What's going on?
So we all know Epic Universe is getting under construction right now, but apparently, so I'm not sure if this is true or not, but apparently the tracks that were seen traveling to Universal that we had discussed a couple weeks ago, they're believed to be part of the How to Train Your Dragon coaster coming to Epic Universe.
Cool.
I believe it.
What evidence have you presented for me not to believe it?
Yeah, because we haven't seen anything happen in the parks that are existing.
No. So...
Unless it's like behind the scenes, but I doubt it.
Wouldn't you think you would start with the biggest thing to build first? And a coaster sounds like the biggest thing to build.
Yeah, I had Roller Coaster Tycoon, I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Is Monsters Cafe leaving for good?
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I don't know, but it's a big rumor going on that it might be replaced with Minions.
So it's the Monsters Cafe is right across the street from the Rip Ride Rocket and like the bandstand, right?
Yes. So it is right next to also the Shrek.
Right. Where Shrek used to be. Right. Where Donkey still hangs out.
Right.
We were happy to see him last time.
Of course. I mean, I see it as a thing.
They could make that whole area.
Minions. I know.
Minions.
But it's okay because monsters are... projected to be in Epic Universe.
Okay.
So if I can get my monster fix there.
Do you think?
Yeah, we all think
that they could bring the Beetlejuice show back to Epic Universe?
I'm hoping.
Oh my gosh. I could still be, the Bride of Frankenstein in the show.
You can. Well, hopefully they do. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I love that show.
Or like a new version. There's a lot of new songs out there.
I would love it. Be great.
I'm all for it. So, yeah, I mean, it would be a sad but good thing that, you know, monsters will go to Epic Universe. And okay. The last rumor
is, will Universal Superstar Parade end this month?
That one's a yes.
What?
So a credible source stated that team members were notified of the end of the run of the show.
Okay, so remind everybody what the Superstar Parade is.
So it's a daily parade that they have at Universal that runs through the park at Universal Studios.
Okay.
And it has, like, fun characters like SpongeBob and Dora. And
Simpsons. Right?
I don't think they're in the parade, but it's been a while since I've seen the parade.
Yeah.
I know that it had come back since the pandemic, but they said a lot of the floats are going to be used as like backdrops for like photos and be brought out. So that will be fine. Parades come and go a lot.
Yeah.
As we've seen in the other theme parks. So maybe they're just making a new parade.
Yeah. One door closes, a window opens.
Yep. So a lot of the team members have been told to start auditioning. For
other things. Okay.
So, new things.
Like the Beetlejuice Graveyard Review coming back to Epic Universe?
Yep.
That's not confirmed.
It should be Graveyard Review revived.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Michaela. I love it. Let's call Universal now.
I'm hoping.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and we will catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.